morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, November 13th. You'll be interested to know, 40 years ago, today in 1985, Nevado Del Ruiz erupted, sending a towering column of ash and deadly lahars that overwhelmed towns and revealed the sheer power of volcanic hazards. The tragedy spurred a global push for improved volcano monitoring and early warning systems, transforming disaster science and community preparedness into a vital priority. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday in Encinitas. This morning it's looking clean with waves around 3+ feet. Conditions will remain clean through the morning, but expect a slight drop to 2 to 4 feet by late morning. Winds are currently sideshore at 0 miles per hour, shifting to onshore at 4 miles per hour by noon. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 4-foot outgoing high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 0 mile per hour. The first low tide on Thursday will be 2 feet just before 11 a.m., followed by a 4-foot high tide just before 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Friday offers clean conditions with waves ranging from 3 to 4+ feet, ideal for catching some barrels. Saturday sees a drop in quality as choppy conditions develop with waves around 3+ feet, especially in the afternoon. Sunday brings a steady increase with cleaner faces and waves between 2 to 4 feet, making it the most consistent day of the period. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and it feels like 66 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:49. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:21. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day with a high near 67 and a light south wind at 5 miles per hour, but there's a chance of rain showers later this afternoon. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with rain showers, a low around 62, and a south wind at 10 miles per hour. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be cloudy with rain showers before 4 p.m., then showers and thunderstorms, and a high near 64, with a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour and heavy downpours possible through the night as lows fall to around 61. Showers and thunderstorms continue Saturday with highs near 63 and occasional heavy rain. Then rain showers remain likely Sunday with highs near 62, before a drier, cooler trend Monday with highs near 61 and lows near 55. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, ushered in with a crackling cannon fire salute, a 111-year-old Norwegian tall ship arrived in San Diego on Tuesday as part of its Around the World tour, highlighting the city's involvement in maritime technology and ocean conservation. The Statsraad Lehmkuhl, one of the largest square-rigged sailing ships still in operation, docked at Broadway Pier following a ceremonial escort from the Maritime Museum of San Diego's fleet. This week, the vessel will host public tours, educational programs, and an innovation summit. The visit celebrates the spirit of exploration, innovation, and ocean preservation that San Diego shares with Norway and other coastal nations. Tours of the Statsraad Lehmkuhl are available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Now on to sports. As pulse gains continually conjured magical starts this summer, Pittsburgh Pirates catchers Henry Davis and Joey Bart whispered about the Cy Young Award. The celebration began when Skeens won the National League Award, earning all 30 first-place votes. Skeens is the second pitcher in Major League Baseball history to win Rookie of the Year and Cy Young in consecutive seasons. He led the majors in earned run average at 1.97 and the National League in walks and hits per inning pitched at 0.948. Skeens is the Pirates' third Cy Young winner, joining Vern Law and Doug Drabek. In local sports, the city of Pasadena is suing to block the reported move of UCLA football games from the Rose Bowl to SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. The Bruins have played at the historic Rose Bowl since 1982, with a lease running through 2044. Pasadena officials filed for a temporary restraining order in Los Angeles County Superior Court to prevent the relocation. A spokesperson declined to comment but referred to a previous statement about the lease agreement. The statement emphasized there is no option for UCLA to terminate the lease before its expiration. UCLA does not pay rent at the Rose Bowl, but could seek revenue at SoFi Stadium. In top news, using your credit card at the checkout is set to get a lot more complicated. A settlement between Visa and MasterCard, along with U.S. merchants, could lead to tiered pricing at the register. This agreement follows a two-decade antitrust battle over interchange fees, which banks collect from merchants for credit card transactions. If approved, merchants could charge different fees based on credit card categories, allowing for surcharges based on card type. However, analysts warn that adding fees might alienate customers, as many would switch payment methods to avoid surcharges. Despite changes, rewards programs are likely to remain intact. In business news, the decline of cable television just hit a major milestone. For years, the pay television business seemed to defy gravity. However, that is no longer the case, as the industry has been eroding for a decade. A recent estimate from Madison and Walsh shows that 15 years ago, nearly 9 in 10 United States households had a pay television subscription. But by the end of 2025, that number will drop to 5 out of 10. This decline explains why companies like Comcast and Warner Brothers Discovery are trying to sell or spin off their cable television assets. Advertisers are also noticing that higher levels of audience reach can be found elsewhere. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $102,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just under $3,500. And XRP is up 3% to $2.46. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple has launched a digital ID, which will be accepted by the Transportation Security Administration at checkpoints in more than 250 airports across the United States. This feature allows users to create and store an ID in Apple Wallet using their United States passport. Digital ID acceptance will roll out first at TSA checkpoints for domestic travel. Users can present their digital ID instead of a real ID using an iPhone or Apple Watch. However, it is not a replacement for a physical passport and cannot be used for international travel. To create a digital ID, users must scan their passport and take a selfie for verification. Apple assures that this feature is encrypted, safeguarding user data. Entertainment news. Netflix wants to build a home for its fans at the mall. Netflix House opens this week at King of Prussia Mall in Philadelphia, marking its first major push into physical, experiential retail locations. The venue spans 100,000 square feet and features interactive games, immersive rooms based on hit shows, a 200-seat theater, and restaurants offering Netflix-themed cuisine. Experiences start at $15, with Netflix Chief Executive Officer Ted Sarandos envisioning up to 60 locations globally. This expansion taps into a market longing for in-person gatherings, capitalizing on nostalgia for traditional malls. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British author and philosopher Aldous Huxley. And he said, "Technological progress has merely provided us with more efficient means for going backwards." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.